Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Is Christianity or faith in God more than just wishing there's a God out there or hoping there's one? If so, there must be some objective criteria for your faith. One of the three objective facts or realities upon which Christianity is based is how God has revealed himself to us. Through nature, God gave witness to the existence of a creator and something of his great power. But nature doesn't tell me anything more about God. The second way he has revealed himself is through the Bible. Here God tells us he is interested in our lives. But the surest, most powerful revelation of God to us is in the incarnation or the coming of his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, he is like a photograph of God himself. The facts of Christ's birth and death and resurrection are three of the best substantiated facts of all history. Secular historians blend their voices with Christians down through the centuries and tell us something of the impact Jesus Christ has made on our world. In some cases, those very historians don't like what they have to talk about. Sometimes men such as Friedrich Nietzsche and Karl Marx were strongly opposed to what Christ said and did. Yet they acknowledged his existence and the importance of the institution he founded, namely the Church of Jesus Christ. These three truths: 1, God's power revealed in nature; 2, his concern for you as a person revealed in the Bible; and 3, the death and resurrection of Jesus, make up the foundation of Christianity. But acknowledging them as true no more makes you a Christian than accepting Einstein's theory of relativity makes you a scientist. The bridge that you cross in becoming a Christian is called faith. It rests upon these truths on one side, and the other side is linked to eternity. When I was teaching college students, I found that they wanted to know whether or not faith makes sense. You have the right to know, and Christ himself said you will know when you come seeking the truth and sincerity. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and he said that faith is reasonable. This was the verdict of one of the best educated men of his day, possibly all times. Paul had a great deal to say about faith and its nature. He says that every person, believer and non-believer alike, exercises faith in life. But Paul says that faith in God is accepting God's revelation, then acting on it. Friend, it is believing something to the point of commitment, then doing something about it. As you read the New Testament, I think you will agree that the story of God sending his Son into our world really makes sense. It makes sense to me because of the condition of human nature. 5,000 years of human history give us one monotonous picture of war, hatred, lust, murder, envy, and bloodshed. History tells me there must be something endemic in human nature, something wrong that keeps us from achieving happiness. That something is called sin in the Bible. And this same book says that when you accept what Christ did at Calvary, you become a new person as Christ indwells your heart. That is faith that makes sense. Faith that takes away our guilt and brings peace to a troubled heart. In the final analysis, it is not that the foundation of Christianity is shaky. It is that our willingness to let God take over the reins is shaky. Now, faith is no blind step in the dark. It is simply taking the hand of God and walking with him in the light of his word. Friend, that is faith that makes sense. If you enjoy Guidelines, I hope you will invite your friends to listen. Tell them about the commentary. And you can go to our website, guidelines.org, and click on the right button, and it will be sent to you by email. Or you can also listen to it by pressing another little icon. Again, our website is guidelines.org. Do your friend a favor. Tell him or her about Guidelines.